Why not celebrate Independence Day with a fireworks-filled, upside-down look? Well, at the little-known but true history behind what sparked the American Revolution. The book is out, Somerset, or Why and How Benjamin Franklin Orchestrated the American Revolution. I'm glad you've done your homework, author Philip Goodrich on the line. Philip, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, and thanks for inviting me.
You're quite welcome. Of course, July 4th, full of celebrations, where we celebrate this finding of finding of our U.S. of A, for lack of better terms. But you bring us to a little known, let me just repeat that, true, little known but true history behind the American Revolution. Tell me about Somerset.
Well, it was a birth of actually identifying the case of Somerset versus Stuart. I found this in one of these books, little known facts about the American Revolution, or things you never knew about the American Revolution. And I'd never heard of it. And I thought, boy, I've got cheated out of an education somewhere along the line, because I was not familiar with Somerset versus Stuart. And as I looked into it, I thought, wow, if this is really a true motivator of the American Revolution, it totally shifts the framework of why we went to war.
Let's expand on that. This book of obscure facts about American history that compelled you to research, 18th century British court cases that attempted to free slaves belonging to British citizens. Would you expand here?
Sure. The case involves a slave named Somerset, who actually belonged to a revenue officer that was located in Virginia at the time in Norfolk and Portsmouth, named George Stuart. And he took Somerset with him back to London after the time of the Stamp Act, when things were getting pretty uncomfortable for revenue officers in the United States. And after he got to London, Somerset ran away. And when the bounty officers in London found him, they attempted to give him back to Mr. Stuart. And Mr. Stuart refused to take him and was upset and angry with him and said, just put him on a ship and send him to Jamaica and sell him. And it was at that point that the abolitionists of London stepped in and said, whoa, you can't do that. And they arranged for him to be freed on bail. And ultimately, it went to trial as to whether it was legal for Stuart to send Somerset to be auctioned off again. And ultimately, the Supreme Court of Great Britain said, no, this is not legal. And since you've already let him go, we've got no other solution for this except to let him go. So they manumitted the first slave by legal decision in London in June of 1772.
Wow. Nice. How does a practicing general surgeon have the time to do this research?
Well, I've reached a point in my life and in my career where my career is winding down as a surgeon. And there were circumstances involved in my practice in bringing in younger surgeons who were more eager and anxious and willing to take over a lot more call and work. And so I found myself with a lot more free time than I was really comfortable with. And I thought, I need to do something productive. And I had already found this intrigue. And I thought, okay, well, I'm going to research this and see where it goes.
Wow. Well, it went with your book, Somerset, or Why and How Benjamin Franklin Orchestrated the American Revolution. Describe the front cover.
Okay, this was actually developed by a young man in Cardiff, Wales, who I had engaged to do the interior and exterior design of the book. And he asked me what my ideas were for a cover, and I sent him my ideas, and he said, are you writing a book for the sixth grade, or are you writing a book for adults? And with that insult, he kind of went with the book and went with this, and he submitted this back to me, and my initial reaction was an absolute whoa. And everybody that's seen the cover, I think the first time they see it, they have the exact same reaction, which is whoa. But I think he wanted a dramatic, like, slap in the face introduction to the book, and I think he achieved it perfectly.
Yes. You mentioned at the start of our conversation, Dr. Goodrich, not ever hearing of this or this potentially not in our school books. Do you think it's still so this day?
I think we're certainly not seeing it below the collegiate level. I don't think anybody's comfortable with the story yet. I think they will become more comfortable with the story, hopefully now. And, this is a story that America needs to know. This is certainly a story that white America needs to know.
And certainly timely now.
Absolutely. You know, we've had 400 years of institutional racism in the United States, and we have deniers to this day that that's a true fact, but it is. And with this, they need to understand that the Civil War did not occur in a vacuum. We've been fighting to preserve black African slavery in the United States for 240 years prior to the Civil War.
Well, thank you again for reminding us of this that we might have missed. Somerset, that's with two T's, or why and how Benjamin Franklin orchestrated the American Revolution. I hope your dog Lulu's still with us.
I'm sorry?
I hope your dog Lulu is still with us.
Oh, yeah. The dog and cat are still alive and well, although they are both geriatric at this point. My wife tells me she feels like we're running a hospice for pets.
Be careful what you wish for. In all seriousness, thank you for the work that you have researched. How do we find out more information?
Okay, I can be reached either on Facebook at Bill Goodrich Author, three different words, or I can be reached on Amazon at Bill Goodrich Author. And my website is philgoodrichauthor.com.
And again, that day job, doing a little surgery on the side. Thank you for your talents, and we'll continue our read. Keep on doing good things, and we'll speak again.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.